Welcome into episode one of the Did You Know Show. I'm Trevor Grady alongside Noah Cassidy. How you doing today, Noah?
Doing wonderful. It's good to be here.
All right. So this is episode one of the Did You Know Show. So what we're going to do every day, weekdays at 2:45 p.m. here on KCHI, we'll have a rotating cast of characters on to talk about some useless facts, kind of unknown history, stuff like that. And we'll just go through it. So we'll start here with you first, Noah. What do you have for us today?
So I found a very interesting fact about a mayor. He was actually elected. He was elected of a small town in Lajitas in 1986. His name was Clay Henry. He was a goat.
A goat.
He was a goat.
Like an actual physical animal.
Yes, an actual goat. Curly horns and everything. He became very popular, not really because of his political views of things, but he was a very good beer drinker.
Oh, wow.
He was a beer-drinking goat who was the mayor of Lajitas in 1986. Tourists would come in from far and wide, go to the goat pen, watch him drink these beers. They'd physically bring him the beers, and he'd drink. Well, he tragically passed in 1992.
Wow.
But they decided to stuff him.
Oh, my.
And put them on display for all visitors to come pay and look at this stuffed mayor, because this was the best mayor of the town, apparently.
So his legacy lasts forever.
Oh, didn't just last forever, Trevor. He had kids.
Oh, my.
So not only did that happen, so then Clay Henry Jr. assumed his position shortly after.
Wow.
Followed by Clay Henry III and currently Clay Henry IV. Is still the mayor of Lajitas, Texas.
So there's still a mayor in Texas that is a physical goat. That is crazy.
And he's renowned for his beer-drinking abilities.
You could say that the mayor is the goat and also the greatest of all time.
I would say that is a very good assumption right there.
Well, that is a good one, Noah. Good way to kick off the show. That is craziness. I never knew that to be true. So that's what we do here on the show, the Did You Know Show. You learn something new. So I've got one for you guys here. This one a little less wild, but something I certainly didn't know. Lamborghini, the company Lamborghini, started by Ferruccio Lamborghini, began by making tractors. So Ferruccio Lamborghini came home. He was working in the Italian Air Force during World War II. Came home and realized that they needed to start getting into the farm industry, and so he decided to make. Tractors, and when making those tractors, it became a pretty successful business for him. And then he made enough money to go out and buy a sports car, and he went and bought a Ferrari. And he said he got the Ferrari, and he thought it just wasn't very good. He didn't enjoy the Ferrari, which
didn't
is surprising.
Enjoy the Ferrari, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then he actually got into a feud with Enzo Ferrari himself, the founder of Ferrari, and decided he wanted to make his own. And then he decided to make the first ever Lamborghini. And of course, that is how the company has gone now.
From tractors
to sports cars.
To $300,000, $400,000 sports cars.
Yeah. I mean, actually, to this day, I did not know this. Lamborghini still does make tractors, a very small amount of them. But yeah, you can get a Lamborghini tractor. So
the real question is, are the original tractors more expensive than the cars nowadays?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that one.
It's
but
one of those things that kind of makes you want to, like, are those the antique, quote-unquote, Lamborghinis?
it's definitely possible. It's definitely possible. So if you see a tractor driving down the road, it could be a Lamborghini.
The old Lamborghini back in the pasture.
Yeah, so did you know that? I assume you did not, because I
absolutely not. Did not know that.
All right, so that's what you'll get every day, 2:45 weekdays on the Did You Know Show here on KCHI. For Noah Cassidy, Trevor Grady signing off for today's Did You Know Show, and we'll be back with you tomorrow at 2:45 p.m.